appreciate you asking to maybe come up and sound and share it with people. Had a few friends that come up to the table there and got to speak with them about it. This is the trumpet that's spoke about in the Bible. It's talking about this horn right here, and it's called a shofar. It's spoken as a ram's horn, the smaller ram's horn, or this the Yemenite shofar. And all throughout the Bible that it speaks of trumpets, or the voice of God is as of a trumpet, and angels sounding trumpets. And they were used to call in people to prayer, millions of people to war. And it touched my heart back last year, and it encouraged me to want to learn more about it. And it's been a blessing to me and a lot of friends that I've met going down the road. We sound it all over the country. And I just appreciate it to be able to do it out in the public. I appreciate that a whole lot. And I want you to hear it tonight. Inside, it exploded, and from then on, I wanted to learn. I couldn't help but think about it a while ago when you was talking about singing the song Angel Band, Ralph. I couldn't help but think about the song, and then relating it to the shofar when you were singing the song about the Angel Band. Yes, sir. Talks about angels sounding the shofar and the trumpet in the Bible.
That's so wonderful, and I really appreciate Dewey for sharing that with everybody, because it's, you wouldn't think coming to a bluegrass concert you'd hear a shofar or a sea, but I tell you what, it's a wonderful thing, and it sure is. Very wonderful, so thank you, Dewey. Dewey, come to the rabbit hole, that's wonderful. We have one more special guest we're going to call up. We have a couple people come up and ask for him to sing a song, and he's such a wonderful person. He travels around with us, and I've known him since I was about 10 years old, and he helps take care of me, and he'll just about do anything that I need done. He's always there, and also for my papa, he's right there. He's never, we've never asked him to do something and he's not done it. He's always been right there for us, and we want to thank him so much for that. Comes from Indianapolis, Indiana. I know y'all see him out front. He sells our CDs. Great big hand for Jimmy Vaughn. Make him welcome.
Hello, folks. I've got a little joke to tell right quick here. I used to run around a little bit, and I got in trouble a lot. And I know some of the other folks has too. And so this guy come home and took his coat off and laid it on the Easy Boy, I call it, still the Easy Boy. So he sat down there and relaxed a little bit, and his wife came in there and hit him in the head with a skillet, almost knocked him out. And he said, "My God, honey, what'd you do that for?" She said, "I found the phone number in her shirt pocket, and it said Murray Lou on it." He said, "Oh my God, that's a horse I bit on today." She said, "Honey, I'm sorry. I wish you'd have told me. I didn't know that." And about 2 weeks later, she come in there with a bigger skillet and knocked him out, and he come to. He said, "Oh my God, honey, what'd you do that for?" She said, "Your horse just called." So I don't put my horse to call. And I'm gonna do that in tears of a friend. It went to number two in 2007. It's called Tears of a Friend.